Welcome back to 1170 SEN. 0457 736 736 is the text line. Or give us a buzz this morning, 1300 01 1170. I'm pleased to say that Dylan Edwards is on the line from the Penrith Panthers as they prepare for this big matchup against the Roosters on Friday night. Dylan, thanks for your time.
No worries, mate.
Hey, what's it been like around camp over the last week? You knew that it was going to be tough coming into the Origin part of this season. However, you're coming off back-to-back losses. Is it one of those ones that you just kind of thought was coming along? You got to deal with it and move on?
Yeah, we obviously knew the Origin period was coming up, and we obviously didn't know how many boys we'd assume when we hoped there'd be a few there. But in all honesty, mate, we expected to get better results than we did, which is really disappointing. But I mean, you've got to cop it now. We've got to move forward because, as you said, we've got a big game on Friday night.
There was a few, right? There were seven in the end there, wasn't there, mate? So seven players all of a sudden not running around out there at training. It must have just felt weird, especially with such dominant players in the group not being there.
Yeah, it was a bit different. It was something we hadn't experienced before. Obviously, Origin being end of last year, and it was a bit of a different feel because obviously a lot of our leaders and that were, sorry mate, I got a little baby in the background, but yeah, it was, as I said, it was a bit of a different feel. Like, as I said, there's quite a lot of leaders there, but I mean, we still had a quality squad there that should have got the job done.
Yeah, what's your bub's name, mate?
I've got two actually at the moment. Winter is the one making all the noise, and Bronte's the oldest. She's sitting there quietly.
Ah, great. Great work. So you have got your hands well and truly full as well. What was it like then to watch your close mates play on the big stage in Origin?
Yeah, it was awesome. Hey, I was so wrapped with especially how well they went. Like, it was such a good experience for them, and it was just awesome to watch them. And KP Kurt on the other side of the ball on Queensland side, I thought he was really good too.
On the New South Wales side, was there a moment early on in the game when you thought that, I mean, obviously you see it week in, week out, right? So I get it. We know that Nathan Cleary's been at that stage. But in particular, Jerome Luai and Brian To'o, they got involved so early on. With knowing what you know, Dylan, of these players, did it take you just a couple of minutes to sort of sit back and go, they're on for this one? They're not at all frightened by this stage?
Yeah, well, actually, it was even before the game. I watched them walk in, and I think James Tedesco was getting interviewed, and I seen them walk in, I just thought, yeah, righto, they're ready to go, they're on. They're acting the same that they did at Clubland as they did in Origin, so I thought, righto, they're not going to be overawed by that stage.
Yeah, I saw a shot of Luai in the dressing room and I thought the same thing. He didn't look as though he was ready to go out and play the way that you guys have been playing throughout the year and all throughout last year as well. What is the secret sauce out there at Penrith? Is it just simply the fact that a lot of you have grown up together and you're comfortable with each other?
Yeah, man. I think that's pretty much it. I think we're really comfortable with each other. We sort of know each other's game fairly well, and I mean, we can have really good conversations about rugby league and then what we need from each other, and we're not afraid to sort of speak our minds either. So I think that just comes with how comfortable you are with one another.
The last two rounds, so those last two losses, what have you learned out of those as much as you've learned out of that winning streak that you've been on?
Yeah, I think I just reiterate, especially last week, how important a start is. If you miss the start or you're not up to standard with your intensity, it's really hard to win an NRL game. So that's something we really took from last weekend. Obviously, let Sharks get away to an 8-point lead there, and it's just too hard to claw back in the end. So just sort of goes to show we were really good at starting for a long period of time there, and we just missed it on the weekend. So just goes to show you can't take that sort of stuff for granted.
Yeah, mate, we've been talking this morning, you know, so many issues around rugby league, and I've had a bit to say about some of the players taking a dive, and it's not all players, as we point out, but it's an issue in the game. Do you think the players have a chance here to take a responsibility and lead the way out of this particular problem facing the game?
Yeah, I think so, mate, but it's a hard one. I mean, you can't do anything to win, I suppose, and if you know you're going to get a penalty for laying down, I mean, you can do that. But I mean, yeah, there is a bit of an onus on the player to not take a dive. If you get a light tap and you find to play the ball and that, then I think, in my opinion, I think you should be able to get up and play the ball. But that's just me.
Yeah, I agree. How's the body feeling? So you've gone through, what, a broken hand, a bit of a strained hamstring. We're halfway through the year. How are you holding up?
Yeah, mate, I'm good. I'm good. Good to go.
All right. And what about the Roosters? Any emotional week in rugby league is always a bit of a warning bell. And they of course, farewelled Boyd Cordner at the start of the week. They're going to be at your home turf, but it's got to beware the Roosters, hasn't it? Especially with all that emotion.
Yeah, definitely, mate. I think anytime you come up against the Roosters, it's a big game. And especially this week, our family and their captain and such a leader of their club. So they'll be ready to go and they won't want to disappoint him or anything like that. So I dare say we're in for a quality game of footy on Friday night.
Yeah, quality's a good word. You're on family duties, mate, so I'm not going to hold you up. Appreciate your time this morning.
No worries, mate. Thanks for having me.